Now take a look at sports this morning here on KJN. David Rattigan pitched a complete game, and the Harlan Cyclones provided plenty of offense as they defeated the Washington Demons 8-2 Friday afternoon at Principal Park at the state baseball tournament. The Cyclones now move on to the 3A championship game on here tonight, and they'll take on last year's 2A champion, Solon. The seven-seeded Cyclones broke the scoring seal on the game in the top of the second inning. Zach Osborne reached on a fielder's choice and stole second base. Rattigan walked ahead of an RBI single by Joe Brummer. Jake Degas put Harlan up 2-0 with a squeeze bunt to score Rattigan. In the third inning, Ben Bruck singled and stole second base and came in to score on an Alex Brown RBI double. Brummer and Lucas Musich both added two-run singles in the sixth inning for the Cyclones. Washington erased the zero from its score column with two runs in the home half of the sixth inning. Josh Moore singled and stole second base leading off the frame. Brad Weatherman drove in Moore with a one-out single. Colin Steele contributed an RBI single with two runs to score Weatherman. Besides the sixth inning blemish, Rattigan pitched a scoreless baseball for seven complete innings. He allowed two runs on seven hits. He walked three and struck out seven. Weatherman took the loss for the Demons. The starter pitched three innings and allowed three runs on four hits. He walked one and struck out two batters. Brooke Brown, Derek Schwartz, and Brummer each finished with two hits and a run scored in the game for Harlan as they move on to that championship game today. Other results from the Class 3A and 4A semifinal action yesterday. We mentioned Harlan will take on Solon. They are the top-ranked team in the state in Class 3A. They defeated Marion on Friday afternoon 11-2. So that's how they advanced to the championship. Once again, that's a game between Solon and Harlan for the 3A title. We'll let you know that schedule here in a moment. The Class 4A state tournament semifinals yesterday evening. It saw top-ranked West Des Moines Dowling defeat Iowa City West by a score of 4-1. And also Mason City, a second-ranked squad, took care of Fort Dodge by a score of 13-4. Now that sets up all the championship games for today at Principal Park here in Des Moines on this Saturday. At noon, it'll be the 2A championship between Gilbert and Davis County. At 2 o'clock, the 1A championship will be settled between Martinsdale-St. Mary's and Key of Lansing. Also at 6 o'clock this evening, the 3A championship between Solon and Harlan. And at 8 o'clock this evening, it's the 4A championship between West Des Moines Dowling and Mason City. That's going to wrap things up for the 2011 state baseball tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines with those championship games today. Also, moving on to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. It was the St. Louis Cardinals taking care of their rival, the Chicago Cubs, by a score of 9-2. Other games in the National League saw the Mets defeat Washington 8-5, Philadelphia 10-3 over Pittsburgh, Cincinnati 4-3 over San Francisco in 13 innings, Atlanta topped Florida 5-0, Milwaukee 4-0 over Houston, it was Colorado 3-2 over San Diego, and the Dodgers defeated Arizona by a score of 9-5. In the American League, it was Baltimore over the Yankees 4-2, Kansas City topped Cleveland 12-0, it was Detroit 12-2 over the LA Angels, Toronto 3-2 over Texas, White Sox defeated Boston 3-1, it was Minnesota 9-5 over Oakland, and Tampa Bay topped Seattle by a score of 8-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the I-Cubs played a doubleheader against New Orleans. New Orleans got the first game by a score of 1-0, and the I-Cubs bounced back to win the second game 5-1. Also, the Omaha Storm Chasers were 10-1 winners over Albuquerque yesterday as well. Today's game, see Iowa at Memphis for a 6:05 start time, and Omaha is at Oklahoma City for a 7:05 first pitch. Sunday's games, Omaha at Oklahoma City for a 4:05 afternoon game, and Iowa is at Memphis for a 6:05 evening contest. In other sports news, day four of the NFL's condensed offseason saw the Philadelphia Eagles sign their second Pro Bowl cornerback in 2 days. On Friday, signed the premier free agent, Mondi Asamoah from Oakland, one day after the Eagles acquired Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie from the Cardinals. Heisman Trophy winner and number one draft pick Cam Newton is signed with the Carolina Panthers to what is reportedly a four-year, $22 million deal. Panthers coach Ron Rivera has said he expects the former Auburn quarterback to be at Wofford College when Carolina holds its first practice session on Saturday. The Indianapolis Colts expect to open training camp Monday without star QB Peyton Manning. Manning is in the midst of contract negotiations and also is coming off neck surgery, but coach Jim Caldwell says he believes Manning will be ready to go when the regular season starts. 2 years after Chin-Ming Wong underwent shoulder surgery, the right-hander got some more pain in his first major league appearance since then. The New York Mets rocked Wang for 6 runs in 4 innings in the first major league appearance in 2 years in their 8-5 victory over the Washington Nationals. Also, it was Brendan DeJong and Webb Simpson sharing a 36-hole lead at the Greenbrier Classic, one shot ahead of first-rounder leader Trevor Immelman. Among those missing the cut were Phil Mickelson, whose streak of 17 straight made cuts ended, and defending champion Stuart Appleby. And former Iowa State women's basketball star Kelsey Bolte will play professionally in France next season. Iowa State says Bolte has signed to play with a team in Nice, which competes in France's top women's basketball league. Bolte averaged 16.9 points per game last season for the Cyclones, helping Iowa State finish 22-11 and earn its fifth straight trip to the NCAA tournament. Bolte will leave for France on Monday for her training camp. That's a look at some of the latest sports this morning here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.